episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 16, titled Sweet Child O' Mine. Every time I went to write that out earlier, I kept saying Sweet Old Child O' Mine. But anyway, before we get into that, we'll get into some trivia for Terry.
Every time I see the title for this episode, I think that this is the episode about Mia being a mother, and it's not. I mean, it is, but I think it's another episode about Mia being a mother.
Interesting.
One that I just recapped today, actually. So it's a later episode. I think it's, but I mean, still, we'll get into it.
That's funny. I always think it's going to be about Emma. But I think that, like, if this was a title in, like, season two, I would be like, oh, this Emma episode. Because she would have been getting into some shit.
Always. Girl, I want to know, have we discussed that they bring Sean back for one last hurrah?
I feel like we briefly mentioned that, but I have no recollection of it. It's this season?
They could have not. Like, I don't know why. I have no idea the purpose of bringing him back, except for maybe closure that they didn't give us in her just randomly breaking up with him, but, like, not.
Yeah.
But, okay, we'll get there. I have trivia. I have four questions. Where do Jay's parents live, allegedly?
Malta?
Yes. How much is Manny's ring worth?
$5,000.
Yes. How old was Mia when she got pregnant?
This bitch was 13 and pregnant.
Child. She was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Mia's mom work?
Oh, dang. Does she say she works at a diner?
Yeah, a restaurant. They didn't say where. All right. Well, that's all I got. You got 100%. Go you.
Yes. Look at me go with this random ass episode.
I'm so proud of you.
That is funny. I feel like I found one random fact and I didn't write it down. So here I am.
Well, I guess we'll get into it.
Yeah. If you hear my timer go off, just act like you don't. I'm literally making french fries in the back. So I just know I'm about to get into it and it's going to go off.
Well, I don't judge you. You deserve. All right. So Manny is interested to know more about Jay's family. And so am I, to be honest. Fun fact, Jay can't walk Manny to class because he was banned from Degrassi.
Rightfully so, too. He's done so much damage to that school.
Like, that's actually my favorite continuity plot, is that Jay got allowed into Degrassi seasons later.
Yeah, right. It's so believable, too. Like, of course you're not. Of course not.
And really, just for the fact that he kind of, like, leaned into the fact that he was a menace, and he's like, yeah, I did it anyway.
And I'm still, like, here.
Spinner was so apologetic, as he should have been, but Jay was just kind of like, I did it, and I stand by my decisions.
Yeah, it's wild that he's still here, and he literally, like, he's changed, but again, you're still banned from Degrassi, so we never forget how you used to be.
Right. So he tells Manny that his parents were deported, and they live in Malta now, so I'm out here Googling the location of Malta. I don't think I ever found out where Malta is.
I just exited it. I think I read it was like in between Sicily and something else. And I was like, oh, it looks pretty.
What is it, Europe?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Located on a map. Don't know why it's showing me the Mediterranean Sea, but I assume it's in that area. Yes. Okay. Well, we're not really going to get into it. It's in Southern Europe.
He don't even know, girl. So it's
okay. Right. Exactly. He just made it. Let me go back to my information. What I do want to know is, why did Manny believe him?
That's really the biggest question I had, too, because it doesn't even sound like he's being serious. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that was really confusing to me, because Exactly. Like he wasn't a good liar.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't have invested any amount of stock into him actually telling the truth.
Right. Adam, like, okay, so we're going to talk about this later because you're lying. Like,
right. That's fine. You know what? You don't want to tell me today. I'm going to come circle back to this because you are right.
Girl, she gave him too many chances.
Okay. I saw that the cat's rug had been moved and my cat has lost his absolute mind and he has been peeing outside of the litter box. And this is typically a sign that they have like crystals in their urine. So like kidney stones and stuff.
Oh, damn.
And so my question was, did he pee underneath the rug? So he's on antibiotics and he's on pain meds and everything while we wait for him to get a urinalysis. But
yeah, you literally just made me go because you told me that they had been peeing in the house or like outside the litter box last week. So Rue just went into the guest room and she'll do that shit to go pee. And I just went to check if she peed and she did. So
why do these animals want to be homeless?
And now she over in here hiding like nothing happened. That is so crazy. I took her out 2 hours ago. It's never deep.
I walked downstairs and I don't even know what I was doing, but I just like turned the corner and I caught my dog in the act of about to eat my child's pizza.
No.
And she did it. It was like she was about to go for it and I caught her. And then like when I tell you she like slinked away as if like, oh my God, I'm so
that
sorry,
is
mom.
So funny.
You didn't catch me trying to steal this girl's food, I swear. I did catch you.
They be trying it. They really do want to be homeless. I would never ever do that, but they do want to do it.
Exactly. To be clear, I'm not crazy. I would never get rid of them, but does Felix be trying me? Did he try to murder me? Never forget.
That's so wild.
Currently showing Terry my scars.
Oh my God, there's so much happening right now.
Oh, there goes your alarm.
There's my alarm. But on you don't have to keep this in, but this is so unrelated, right? So I was literally watching Coachella this weekend, like they were streaming the live performances, and then I was looking into Lana Del Rey, and I don't know much about Lana Del Rey, but I was watching some video on like her lore, and there was like a video of her signing a guest or like a fan's arm, and I guess the woman had scars on her arm, and Lana Del Rey goes, "You've been chopping it up." Bitch, I screamed, "What do you mean?" Like, with a straight face, kept signing it and asked the woman if she'd been chopping it up. And I guess the woman wasn't a cutter. She was like, she just had a scar there and she laughed it off. But how crazy is that?
Oh, my God. And, like, if she were black, I'd have been like, maybe she meant, like, talking about something. Maybe she was chopping it up. Y'all been talking. Like, no, you meant, have you been slicing your arm?
Bitch, and like casually said it, and it was the most wild. That's the only thing I know about her. I know she asked a fan if they were topping it up, and now I'll never forget it.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway,
back to Degrassi. Manny is in class with Emma, who remarks that Manny wears her ring a lot for being in a fake engagement. Right on time for them to test diamonds in their science class, Manny offers a ring to the task. She is surprised to discover that her ring can cut glass, and so it is a real diamond. In the next scene, Manny has Mr. Bintz appraise her ring at the end of class to learn that her ring is about 1 carat. I don't know enough about jewelry to know what this means, but I do know that Manny and Emma are shocked to learn this information. Apparently, Emma never found out that the engagement is actually real because Manny clarifies that she received a real ring for their real engagement. And Emma is like, not only is your ring real, but so is your engagement. I'm shocked. I think we're all shocked. I think we're all shocked, Emma.
Yeah, I feel like every time they talk about it, you just go back to, wait, is this for real or not? Like, I just never know. It's in constant limbo with them. And I didn't know she would have gotten a real ring that was better than what she had before. That's wild.
I'm so confused. Ugh. And honestly, I'm not just confused. I also feel disrespected because my other cat just took a poo in this room.
Oh my God.
I mean, in her litter box, but like, I don't want to smell it.
Right. I can't.
Why do we adopt these animals?
What is in the water?
We could just not.
All right, so back to Degrassi. I think it's funny that Jay attended the dance in a disguise. And during the dance, Manny tells Jay that she is surprising him with plane tickets to Malta. And Jay is very awkward. And in that moment, Manny finally realizes that Jay lied about his parents living in Malta. She argues that she, like us, it smells like poo in here, never knows what's real and what's fake. And it was fine when everything was fake. But now that this is real, this matters. And Jay is like, this is real. This is as real as our ring, which is no longer on her finger. The ring belonged to Jay's mom, who died when he was young. It was very special, but we'd never know because Jay is a liar.
Right. We probably could have benefited from knowing that sooner. Or even Manny. Like, even just being like, hey, this is my mom's ring. Because I think she would have probably treated it a little bit differently.
I don't know why he lied. I don't know why right. He didn't just say my mom died and I don't have a relationship with my dad.
That would have been so much easier than like thinking of the first place that you don't even know where it is and saying that's where your parents live and that it's expensive.
And also you could have said my mom died and my dad is dead to me.
Right. Also valid.
There's nothing. So many things, so many other ways this could have gone. But here we are. So Manny and Jay are both leaving each other voicemails when they literally bump into each other. Jay admits to Manny that he made a scene at his dad's wedding to his third wife and that he lost touch with his family. He agrees that she can meet her in-laws because they are closer than Malta. That was a very watered down retelling what happened. So when he was upset because she sold the ring was very special, and so they storm away from each other in some degree, and then they are trying to apologize to each other. So they're like calling each other and leaving a voicemail like, oh my god, that was like, that's not how that should have gone, I'm really sorry. And when they are leaving those voicemails calling each other, that's when they literally bump into each other. And yeah, so they're trying, I believe Manny was in the process of trying to solve the issue of selling that ring, and mm-hmm. she failed.
And they make it seem like Jay like bought the ring and is going to pull it out of his pocket, but it's literally just his mustache that he wears to the dance.
Yes.
So what happens to the ring? Because now the ring is gone and y'all not going to Malta. So what's happening? This is what happens when you lie and then your partner tries to do something nice. Even though selling the ring is kind of crazy. Like, I actually don't know that I would have ever sold the ring. I would have been like, oh, we can go to Malta on our honeymoon. But selling the ring is crazy.
I was really confused about that because that means that he spent that much money. Like, why wouldn't you have... I mean, you know what? My question is, why wouldn't you have ran that decision by him? Because these are literal children.
Yeah,
because these are children.
That is, yeah, homegirl is a senior in high school. So I guess that made sense to her.
Because I would expect adults to have conversed about it. Hey, I just realized the ring you got me is real. That's crazy that you spent that much money on this. I would rather be spending on that. But again, children, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on to plot A.
Yes, sorry. I was taking a very long sip of water.
So I was watching this episode in the background initially, and I actually can't believe that this is a performance that finally landed Mia a spot on the Spirit Squad. Because if that wasn't the driest performance I've ever seen on the show.
It seemed like a joke almost. Like, why is she standing here doing this in front of everybody?
Like, that said, we also have seen Paige struggle to spell out Degrassi for Kevin Smith. So, like, when I say this was a pretty horrible performance.
Annie, she's a mom. Isn't doing the splits what got her into this whole mess in the first place?
I hate Holly J. She always has such good lines, so.
Yeah.
She is not excited about welcoming Mia onto the squad, but when Manny tells Holly J to shove it because Mia's going to join the team,
I said when, but I didn't mean to say when. Manny just told her to shove it. I don't understand why these trials weren't closed trials, because Lucas approaches Mia after trials and tells her that she can't avoid him forever. I mean, he was watching the trial, so I don't know how she was avoiding him.
Girl, right. And I mean, he's been in the scenes lately, obviously, like bullying people, but y'all really forcing him to, like, on us this episode. I get it, but it's like, we do not be seeing him like that. Why is he here?
Girl, and okay, I just recapped an episode that he was in, and he looks like he's 40.
Yes.
Lucas looks older than I look today.
That man is old. Why are you in high school? Get a job.
Did we already decide how old he is? He can't be that old. He's definitely older than I am today.
Mm.
Let's see when this episode aired.
Had to be 2008 or 7.
This episode aired in 2008, as you were right. So we'll say it recorded in 2007. That's crazy, because that means that when this recorded, he was like 21.
Yeah, I was about to say, he had to be in his 20s.
So I'm saying that he at 21 looks older than I look today. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. So I feel like teens that... Well, he wasn't even a teen, so what am I talking about? Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going to complain about this again. It's funny, because I thought I complained about this in the past, but I just want to let you know that I'm looking back at my notes, and I actually looked this up while I was recording it.
Oh, that's because funny.
I wrote in my notes, how has Mia been? Let's talk about how the actor, truly the next line, it says, let's talk about how the actor who plays Lucas looks older than Jay. And so I looked up his age, and his birthday is December 18th, 1986. And therefore, again, as I just said, he was 21, 22 when this episode filmed. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it was really given 30, 40.
But, you know, maybe he lived a life. So Mia attends some dance preparation meeting led by Liberty the next morning, and she makes some sexy eyes at a boy that we will never see again. His name is Tyler.
Girl, I was about to ask his name because I don't even remember that.
Girl, I should have done that for trivia. At the end of the meeting, Mia asks Liberty if she can use some of the leftover supplies for Isabella's birthday, and Liberty is eager to help. She even tells Mia about additional supplies being stored in the closet. They hug, so I guess they're over that whole dead boyfriend thing.
Mia, yeah, I was surprised to see them on good terms. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Y'all just got each other at this point, and like y'all had the common denominator of him, but I'm glad she's like not being a mom shamer like Holly J is.
Right. Honestly, and I like it. I like this approach from Liberty instead. It's the more empathetic, like, this could have been me, you know, you're doing the best you can. So in the absence of JT, I like it.
Same.
So Mia's walking to her locker when she narrowly avoids Lucas, only to discover a mysterious someone has left like $25 in her locker.
I love that you counted it.
So I said, like, I don't know. But all I'm saying is, like, that's not making a dent. But sure.
Right.
That is, like, typical absent baby daddy behavior, though, where they love to throw you $10 here and there. They really think that $300 a month is raising a child.
Right.
Like, and they don't understand that that money also goes to paying for, like, rent and bills and other things. They'll be like, well, they truly think, like, this is only supposed to go to supplies, and it's like medical bills, food, when you rip things and you need new clothes, daycare is like not even $300 a week. Be so serious.
Right. And it's also like, you're actually like, we find out you're making up for being absent for 3 whole years, and I'm supposed to take this and think that you're doing something to help me. That's wild.
Oh my God. He is the worst. Right. And who are you helping, really?
Yeah.
Except yourself. To feel less guilty about the fact that your baby mama goes to the school with you and you are pretending she doesn't exist.
Right. Oh my God. Barely remembers that he has a daughter, but okay.
Oh, and don't even get me started on that, because again, like I said, I'm ahead, but we'll stay where we are. So later, Mia meets Holly J at the dot to plan the dance with her, but she brings Isabella, and Isabella is not very cooperative. It's really awkward for Mia because parents from Isabella's class approach her about the party to be like, where is it? And it's clear that they have these high expectations because they are working adults, but they don't understand that Mia is like 12.
Right. Do you see homegirl sitting there doing homework or something? Like, why are you trying to have a norm? I get it, but I don't.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
Sorry, no disrespect to blind people. But, like, can you see?
Yeah. I love how they dismiss themselves, though, because I could see them. But also, it's probably just giving, being delusional. But I could see them maybe just being like, oh, we're just going to treat her like a normal parent. Damn, like, we're not going to look at her like she's the 16-year-old that she is. But, like,
R.I.P.
Sister, let's be so real. Say hi and bye. Like, we don't need to do all this.
I'm concerned because you cut out.
Oh, no.
But here we are. We'll just see what that looks like at this
Someone might have heard it.
I'm sure whatever you said, I agree. All right, so surprise, surprise. The money is from Lucas. He wishes that things had worked out better with Mia, and he apparently checked out when she got pregnant because he was scared. And Mia was like, I wasn't able to check out because I was the one who was pregnant. Mia tells Lucas that if he really wants to help, he can watch Isabella after school so she can go to Spirit Squad. Unfortunately, even with this help, she'll have to miss out on the dance because her mom, who does not approve of Lucas coming back in Izzy's life, has to work. But Lucas did such a great job with Izzy that Mia asked Lucas to watch Izzy so she can attend the dance. He tells her, sure, but it's going to cost her. So the next time we see Mia, she's at the dance in a Spirit Squad sash. Johnny DeMarco tries to get in without a jacket. And I'm just like, what kind of loser crashes the school dance?
Girl, just bored troublemakers that ain't got nothing else going on.
I truly cannot stand Johnny DeMarco.
They've also been giving that man a lot of airtime.
But so this is an overall problem that I do have with like men, because Mia raised Izzy for 3 years and she goes out for one night, and clearly people have a problem with it. Because right. Lucas shows up to the dance to confront Mia about flirting with Tyler while he's watching their child, which is funny because he refers to Izzy as Mia's kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm watching your kid, yours? And he outs Mia for being a parent, which she clearly just wanted to be normal for a few hours. And then Lucas sends Tyler away and accuses Mia of being a scammer. The next morning, Mia seeks an envelope for Lucas only to find that there's nothing left for her. Holly J tells Mia that she could do worse because Lucas is a hottie. So why doesn't she just accept him?
My advice is he's a hottie. You could do worse.
He left me pregnant and alone.
Yeah, 3 years ago. Newsflash, Mama Mia. Choosy went out the window when your water broke.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's actually really crazy.
God, she's so horrible.
It's so crazy because it's like, yes, homegirl made a life-altering permanent decision, but why she gotta deal with him? Like, yes, I'm actually gonna take his money and not talk to him, because why do I owe you anything else? Like,
right. I don't think that she's gonna have to be a little bit more selective, obviously. Yes.
Yeah.
And she's not gonna have same access to the same people that she would have if she didn't have a child. But also, I would argue that her limitations are also saving her from trash men.
Yes. Yes. Like, because if they don't want to accept something, then get rid of them.
Tyler's wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him for not wanting to be a step parent at 12.
Right. Very fair.
So I don't agree, but whatever. I think Holly J is mean but funny. All right, so Liberty tells Mia that she's better than Lucas, even if she did make a mistake a few years ago. So it's good that we have Liberty around. Also, I think that Mia got lucky with JT because he was biologically a parent, so he had a little bit more understanding that other boys didn't have. But anyway. Liberty tells Mia that she's doing amazing, and Mia realizes that she forgot to pick Izzy up from daycare. Additionally, she feels like she doesn't fit in with anyone. If only Liberty had approved that daycare at Degrassi.
See?
Somehow Mia is late to pick up Isabella, and then she's late to start her birthday party. And I'm just like, how did you let her yourself be late to her birthday party? But I guess you're like 16, so whatever. Lucas shows up to bring an over-the-top gift that a deadbeat daddy would love to give. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who had a baby daddy. I mean, she still does. He's still alive. And yeah, every single time that man would blow into town, he would show up with all types of gifts and take her and buy her all these things. And they go to like expensive meals. And why are they like this?
It really is textbook deadbeat baby daddy. Like,
it's like, I don't know if there's like a playbook that deadbeat daddies reference that they do and say so many of the same things. Mm-hmm. But I can tell that the Degrassi writers definitely tapped into that because this is what I see y'all say. I also know somebody who was dating a man, and the man has an ex-wife. They had a few kids together, and the man now kind of talked. So the person I know was like, yeah, you know, he says that, you know, his ex-wife doesn't really prioritize the kids, and she's all worried about, she's in the streets now. And I was like, that's literally what men say when their baby mama starts living their lives the way the man had been living it all along.
The whole time. That's what they say. Yes.
You have not actually said anything about this person that has, and even like, even if they are of the streets, this person produced like a few kids that over a large span of time, which means that a lot of their life was dedicated towards growing and raising little minds. And so even if a mother is of the streets after, like, I believe they deserve a break. The daddy got one.
I mean, he only knew breaks. Let's be so for real.
It's like every mom I know is always just like, I would actually like to be a good dad. That's what I would like. I want to be a dad when I come back. I'm tired of being a mom. I'd rather be a dad.
Yeah. No, they get away with too much. It's funny you mentioned that too. Because one of my notes was that, like, homeboy pulling up on Mia at the dance to be like, oh, I'm with your kid. It's like, Mia has dedicated the last 3 years to this child. Like, you can't give her this one evening because you're jealous? Like, hello?
Right. It's like, what are you coming back around in the circle for?
Right. It's so strange.
He is the absolute worst. But here we are. All right, so Lucas shows up. He brings that deadbeat daddy gift. Shout out for Lucas because he did at least get a helmet. Again, bar is in hell. He promises Mia that he's going to stop bullying people and he's going to get a job after he graduates. He asks Mia for another shot and the two of them together. She gets a boyfriend and Isabella gets a dad. So I guess they decide to try.
It was the saddest, we can try this, that I think I've ever seen. But okay, girlfriend.
Man, I mean, leave that man alone. That's my moral. My moral is leave that man alone. Don't go back to your exes. Is that what the Degrassi writers wanted? No, but that's my moral.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because homegirl really just settled. What was mine? My notes. Oh, my moral was diamonds aren't forever, but children are. So.
Ooh! Ooh, bitch, that was beautiful.
So here we are. Ooh, discretion, friends. Use it. Because, wow.
All right, so I guess, do you have anything else before I recap?
Nope, that's all I have for today. God bless.
Okay, things heat up between Paige and Griffin. They culminate in a night of passion. What a way to say that. When Paige finds bottles of medicine in his room, she grows scared for her life when she realizes what they treat. Meanwhile, Jane gets closer to Darcy, but her friendship skills need work. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend. To hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok under some derivative of the username Below the Dot. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on your airwaves this time next week, whatever it takes.